Joining us now is NPR's Martha Raddatz. And Martha, as we've heard from Tom, we're now going to learn to say S4 as opposed to I4. But given what you've heard of this new S4, how do you see it working compared to the I-4?
Well, I think we're talking about a name change, first of all. I know they talk about a new mission, but it really is a continuation of the old mission, although it is a smaller mission. When the I-4 troops came into Bosnia, they looked like an invading army. It was a very heavy force, a robust force, tanks, heavy artillery, and that was meant to intimidate. Of course, at the time, they thought they might face warring armies, and force protection was a very big concern. That's still a concern, naturally. The greatest number of troops at one time over there that the U.S. had was about 20,000. Right now, there's about 15. Even though this new force will be about half that number, the force structure will actually be similar. They are going to go in heavy. They'll still have tanks. They'll still have heavy artillery. But in the last few months, even, they've changed a bit. There have been more military policemen, more MPs, more patrols. And in fact, the transition has been underway to close base camps. We started out with about 33 base camps. They're planning on going down to about 12, although they'll still have the main base in Tuzla.
But you're describing differences in size, not radical differences, though, in terms of what they'd actually do. One of the goals here was to come up with a definition of this mission that would be clear. We heard General Shalikashvili talking about what the mission would be. But there are some murky areas here still, wouldn't you say?
Well, saying the force is there to stabilize the situation seems far more ill-defined than what they said when I-4 began. That was pretty clear. Separate the forces, put the heavy weapons in cantonment areas. Stabilization is a rather fluid situation, open to many interpretations. Now, they have said this mission will be different. They don't have to do those tasks anymore. There are more stabilizing tasks. That's the word we kept hearing over and over again today, but they don't have to do the things they did when I-4 first came in, obviously.
Well, let's go back a year when presumably a lot of thinking and planning went into the announcement that the troops would be able to come out by December, which for months now has seemed unrealistic and a rosy forecast. What made anyone think they could do it in just a year?
Well, frankly, a lot of planners at the time thought it was quite impossible. But they keep separating the military and civilian side. The military tasks, in fact, if you go right down the line, technically have been completed. It's the civilian tasks, the economic restructuring that have not been completed, and that's what they want to do. What Secretary Perry today did is basically take the blame for this prediction. He said it was an error in judgment to think that completing the military tasks alone would mean that conditions would be right to leave. He said that he was sorry for that, and that. But I want to also point out that on Capitol Hill last year, there were a lot of predictions, frankly, that the mission would fail,
would
that there
fail,
would be
and
a
even
bloodbath.
Even those objectives wouldn't be.
Yes, so there have been a lot of false predictions here.
Well, but what should that tell us about the forecast for the S4's mission, which is to say that this will all be done in 18 months? Is this similarly rosy, or is the fact that there's no election looming out there for another 2 years, does that mean that it might be a more accurate projection of how long it'll take?
Let's put it this way. They're not going to make the same mistake again. They're not going to make absolute predictions. Today, Secretary Perry and General Shalikashvili were asked the question, what's the bottom line here? Will U.S. troops be out of there in 18 months? And neither one of them would say that. We recommend it. We believe they will be, but they've definitely left the door open for leaving troops there longer than 18 months.
Martha, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Martha Raddatz.